Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 359 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 19, he came through the curtains. He seemed about briskly. He asked questions in rapid succession, but gave plenty of time between questions to have received an answer. Mr. Frank and Mr. Black got on the rear seat, and I took the front seat, and as I was fixing to turn around, one of us asked Mr. Frank if he knew a little girl by the name of Mary Fagan. Mr. Frank says, "Does she work at the factory?" And I said, "I think she does." Mr. Frank said, "I cannot tell whether or not she works there until I look on my payroll book. I know very few of the girls that work there. I pay them off, but I very seldom go back in the factory, and I know very few of them. But I can look on my payroll book and tell you if a girl by the name of Mary Fagan works there." One of us suggested that we take Mr. Frank by the undertaking establishment and let him see if he knew this young lady. Mr. Frank readily consented, so we stopped at the telephone exchange. Mr. Frank, Mr. Black, and myself got out and went in the undertaking establishment. I saw the corpse. The corpse was laying in a little kind of side-out room to the right of a large room. The light was not lit in this little room where the body was laying, and Mr. Giesling stepped in ahead of me and went around behind the corpse and the light above her head, and her head was lying then towards the wall. I stepped up on the opposite side of the corpse with a door to my left. Mr. Giesling caught the face of the dead girl and turned it over towards me. I looked then to see if anybody followed me, and I saw Mr. Frank step from outside of the door into what I thought was a closet, but I have afterwards found it was where Mr. Giesling slept, or where somebody slept. There was a little single bed in there. I immediately turned around and came back out. In front of the office, I didn't see Frank.